We're going to do some
Ready!
Man, you cannot just stand here and eat banana pudding by yourself. There's gotta be somewhere. That table looks promising. Yeah, alright. I'm gonna wave. Let's see how this goes.
Trying to suggest that, like, wearing a mask and caring about the health and safeties of others is inherently feminine and therefore weak or negative is also problematic. It is misogyny wrapped in homophobia, wrapped in misinformation, wrapped in being a jerk. So I want none of it.
Protect yourself and protect everybody else.
You know, I'm thinking about it, but at my job, they don't make us.
That's ridiculous. What do you mean they don't make you? If you're working with other people, you got to be concerned about them, right? You don't want to get their germs. You don't want to keep the torch. Fuck, are you wearing a mask?
Oh, I always have my mask on. I don't know, it just feels safer that way. I don't know. Sometimes I feel awkward about it because people make their looks that they make, but it just...
I don't know. I was always jealous of fellas because you could grow facial hair, right? Like, it's an accessory. You could change it every day. You could shave it. You could make it look different every week. The mask is just another way to accessorize, as far as I'm concerned. You hear me, Buck? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, Aunt Phil.
Jeremy, you need a little more style.
Yeah, we'll put one on to keep us more comfortable. Can you hear me underneath my mask?
Yeah, we can hear you. Just fine.
Cool, okay. Sometimes I have a hard time hearing, but anyway. Buck, what was it like? Getting back to school or having fun? I don't really make it to be, you know,
I've been good. I've been, you know, pretty busy down in the city, and, you know, I mean, things have been kind of weird with work right now, and, like, trying to find places that feel safe to pick up gigs and whatnot, and
Fuck, wait, what do you mean feel safe? COVID? Are you worried about the COVID, Buck?
Yeah, that's real. I'm worried about that. Yeah, you know, it's just COVID, my friend.
part of
it. It'll be back in Green County.
Oh, I hope I make it through the day, you know?
It was a woman who said it. Like, that sound like something, like a guy might do a joke like that. But, I mean, times are changing, so.
What was that about? Somebody just walked by saying times are changing.
I don't know what that was about.
I'll tell ya. Listen, when I was, I'm 73 years old. When I was a kid, we didn't have dinner. We didn't have this whole thing, but I'm willing to change the time. You can go stop at me. I've seen all kinds of changes in my life. You know what I have to say? My children being, we have three different writers. That's what I know at this age. All the stuff about, like, denying people stuff, that's nonsense. I get people right. So. Except for the masks. Everybody wear a mask. You too, Jeremy. I only say because I love you.
Well, thanks again, Phyllis. Sometimes I feel...
This is an old joke, and it has honestly maybe have taken the lives of a lot of men, is this idea around masculinity.
That's the truth, I think. I mean, if people are saying that masks are not masculine, then probably going to take a few men out.
Well, you know, sometimes I feel that... You know, none of my friends are here. But sometimes I feel if I did go to college and left Green County, I might have a different perspective on things. Therefore, maybe I was being a little too masculine, saying I don't want to wear a mask when I first arrived.
What's
masculine,
though? Like admitting you're like is it because you're afraid of getting sick? Is that not masculine? Is it masculine to be, like, active? You don't care about the health and well-being of other people? I don't understand, like, how masculinity has anything to do with them. Can you explain that to me? I mean, they got the same letters. They got the same sounds. The word masculinity. But tell me how those two things connect. You tell me, 28-year-old, body pants, young people, tell you, great Aunt Phil, exactly how the hell those two connect. Go ahead, I'm listening. Doesn't make sense.
Well, I just think that when, like, we go and we go outside as a group, we don't want to hide our fake. We want to. I don't really understand, I suppose. You know, I just stay in my own bubble. I just do what my friends do. The way your team does me. I guess the mask is the same for all people, but I think some people don't want to show that they give in to the roles. Ideas about the mask.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of generalizations that get made about how men perceive things that aren't necessarily what's going on. Like, I mean, I hear you, Jeremy. It's like, it's not about being manly or not. It's sort of what you're doing in your universe. But I don't know. There's lots of ways, I guess, that masculinity gets, well, there's a lot of assumptions about everything that's there. And I don't know, I didn't really always appreciate just how loaded that is in terms of people's assumptions.
Dude, I think, are people even going to have dicks in the future? It just seems like everything's going away so fast, man.
Yeah, they're trying to do that with this new Gillette commercial. You seen that Gillette commercial?
It just seems like everything's going away so fast.
Yo, come on, look at my phone.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
Once, but she says it's a
problem. And there will be no...
I mean, you get the point, right, though?
Well, don't turn it off right now. I've seen this commercial. This is the part where it gets positive.
To act the right way.
Bro, not cool. Not cool.
Some already are. In ways big.
Yo, men.
But some is not enough.
That's not how we treat each other, okay?
Okay.
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
It's one of you who are happy, healthy. I don't care. I mean, wear a mask, stay safe, but really, like, don't worry about what the other guys are doing or what anybody's going to think of you. And by the way, the most powerful part of your whole face is your eyes. Wear a mask. Your eyes pop out. Boom, you got it made. All right, I'm going to go get some more pot. I love it. I'm so glad to see you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. I don't know. Jeremy, did you see that commercial?
I did, actually. I did. Really long commercial. I've never seen anything quite like it, to be honest. What did you think of it, Buck?
You know, I feel like I feel like there was a lot there that I was like, yeah, that makes sense to me. It just makes me kind of stop and wonder, though, like, what are people perceiving when I walk down the street then?
Yes, it's interesting. It's a company with a history of catering to men's products to release an ad like that, that like deals with so much more than the product and about society and how masculinity and men are sort of the effects of masculinity in society rather than just selling a product. You know, what are they trying to say? Because that's...
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Like, weird when it comes from I don't know, it just feels like every big corporation wants to capitalize on pretty nuanced set of issues in our society. So I don't know, I think that maybe is what rubs people the wrong way, you know, where it's coming from. But listen, I should probably go grab myself a drink. It's hot out here. It's good to catch up with you. Maybe I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay. You know, well, I'm a chicken fry. A cold beer on a fry.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Not all men are like that, so...
Exactly, that's kind of my main issue with it.
The underlining tone of this message is targeted towards one gender, one type of man, masculine, et cetera, et cetera. And that I find a little inappropriate.
Most men I know
They're like, they're not these oppressive, horrible people.
Transgender youth in the state of Arkansas as a real father does, a real father of a transgender child. No matter what happens here today, no matter what happens here today, you are loved. You are loved. No matter what happens today, we will prevail over this injustice. I come here today knowing full well that nothing I say will persuade this committee. You're hell-bent on passing this bill and running it through the rest of the...
This is a place you know where we really have to be forced. Boys make me
sorry. The transgender Americans are protected from discrimination. Justice Neil Gorsuch, joined by five Supreme Court justices who still sit on the court, that's six, that's a majority, wrote that it's impossible to discriminate against a person for being transgender without discriminating based on sex. And discrimination based on sex violates our U.S. Constitution. You know, this bill will further stagnate our state's economy. Diversity and inclusion are good for business. Discrimination poses enormous productivity costs. No economy in the history of the world has flourished with the policies of hatred. Business will leave this state. New business will not come to this state. Remember North Carolina? As a business owner who pays tens of thousands of dollars in taxes to this state and who employs transgender workers, I am offended that you would squander our limited taxpayer resources paying lawyers to defend this infantile nonsense in federal court.
Can you give me a minute?
Many of you claim to live according to the Bible and your Christian religion. So you've certainly read Romans 16:33.
I'm going to turn it down. Hang on. I'll be out of the truck in a second.
Those of you who would pass this bill in the full house claim to know the mind of God. There are more genders than you are aware of. There are more biological sex than you are aware of. You do not know the mind of God. I sit before you as a father.
Your time is
every constituent who votes or who will vote.
Your time is a
child. Every person affected by this bill.
Week on the program, we heard the Republican governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, explain why lawmakers in his state and others seem to be targeting transgender youth with bills that outlaw gender-affirming health care.
Well, there's a sense that we're losing the traditional culture that we have, there's undue influence having young people reconsider their gender.
I've seen
all right, Jenny, I'm trying to listen to this,
and I've seen them less attractive.
But as historians have pointed out, trans children
really didn't expect you to
come out of nowhere. Jules Beale Peterson is one such historian. She's
going
a professor
on?
At the University of Pittsburgh and author of Histories of the Transgender
I
Child.
Get it.
Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
As a historian who has researched this, what context
not that type of person,
you
but I get it. We don't
you know, one of the
think
things
we are like
I'm
this
really
as women, but we have very old school
really
thinking about how men should be.
As long as there have been trans people who we can identify in the past, there are children amongst them. And as long as there have been, in fact, any kinds of medical therapies available to trans people, you know, as far back as the 1930s and 40s, we actually see young people amongst the trans folks who are trying to get access to that medical care. And so in a lot of ways, I think what's happening right now is people are being introduced to the idea of trans kids probably for the first time, but also they're starting to hear a little bit about trans medicine for the first time and aren't really aware that there's actually a long history to this because, of course, histories of people who are very marginalized are not something that are easy to access.
So just to take one specific example that you've written about, tell us about a woman named Val.
So Val was someone who in the 1950s found herself at a hospital in Wisconsin hoping to get access to gender confirmation surgery. And at the time, she tells the psychologist that, you know, this was so long ago, there were no words to describe what it meant to be who I was. But, you know, before I was even 5 years old, my parents could understand that I was a girl and not a boy, as I had been assigned at birth. And they were okay with that. They came to some kind of understanding about it. And Val was allowed to live as a girl, just as a girl.
All right, Jenny. What you doing? Did you really have to follow me to my truck about it?
Hey. Hey, Buck. Hey, Becca. Hey, Becca.
You know what? I'm going by Buck.
shift.
I don't really understand that. That doesn't make any sense to me. To me, it'll always be Becca.
They're legally married. All
right. Well, then I'm not gonna really be able to be anybody to you anymore. Is that how you want this to go down?
Unfortunately, the kind of cruel.
No, but Buck, listen. I had a conversation with Philomena. And she encouraged me to come today because, you know, I really love this family and I love you. And I thought maybe we could get back together and maybe we could stop
how trans children's kind of
foolishness.
I think it's been
I don't understand this.
Jenny, the only foolishness that I can think of is that you won't use the name I'm asking for. Aunt Philomena goes by like four different names. No one has a problem with it. Is it really about my name? Or is there something else going on?
It's not about the name. I mean, you know, I just knew you for a long time as Becca, but it's that you want to be a boy. I don't understand you wanting to be a boy. I mean, you've been such a gorgeous butch for so long and so hot. You're hot. And why do you want to be a guy? It doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't want to be a guy, Jenny. I am a guy.
Look, I've been with you for a long time, and I can say from personal experience that you're not a guy. You're not a guy. I mean, we're lesbians. We're together, and we were together, and I miss you. I miss you.
Jenny, I really wanted to come here and reconnect with people. I have a better connection about being transgender with cousin Jeremy than I do with you. And you of all people in the LGBTQ community, I think I'm just sort of stunned by how it's actually lesbians and other queer people who seem to be as spun out about my gender change as, you know, just regular family who see me for how I walk with authenticity. Like, look,
well,
Jenny,
I mean, look, I don't mean to get too personal, but you know, we had sex for a long time and you're a girl.
Yeah. Well, you never minded that strap on, did you?
Well, that was something else. I mean, that was just play, you know, that
play
was
to you, maybe.
Yeah. Play for me. Yeah. What was it
called? Bathroom bill.
I don't know.
I mean, I just think you're denying, you know, all the butches. Like, are all the butches in the world supposed to transition into boys now? I mean, is that what's supposed to happen? I mean,
you just sound like every fear-mongering person out there on the media right now. Like, I'm sorry, trans people are not going to be the end of lesbians.
Well, I mean, we should go someplace maybe after the family thing and just talk about it. I mean, do you still have feelings for me?
Jenny, whatever love I had for you, you have eroded with every one of these conversations. You act like this is the first. What is another conversation going to do about it? I feel like this is where we started. This is why things ended.
Well, maybe I don't understand.
I mean, that feels pretty clear.
I just don't understand you. I don't understand how you can be female when we're together and then later when we're together you decide you're a guy and then you take on this new persona and then I'm out of your life. I don't know how to deal with it.
Maybe if you were more open to it, I wouldn't have to feel like I had to hide so much from you or take space from you to be my true self. Like, seems like the only thing you're really hung up on is your own feelings about this, instead of recognizing that, like, I'm the one who's walking through the world trying to step into my full self.
Don't you think maybe you're just kind of young and, you know, you don't really know yet?
I'm 28 years old. I am pretty late in the game for coming out here. I've known for a long time what I need. Like I said,
you knew when we were first together?
Look, if it was a fully formed sense of clarity, you know, no, but I knew that every way I related and felt close to you was I'm so tired of feeling like I'm constantly having to just justify myself here. I feel like I need to go. I don't have the energy to talk about. I don't have the energy to talk about this with you right now.
Hey, Buck, do you have my lighter? I'm sorry to interrupt this conversation.
No, welcome. Hey, Jeremy. I got a lighter right here, man. Can I offer you a smoke?
Yeah, sorry. No, and I just want to say to Jenny, I feel like Buck's personal experience, you know, I don't get out of Greene County much. I don't know too many people, but what Buck does to make Buck happy shouldn't affect your happiness and yourself, Jenny. Let Buck's independence be free, you know? And well, I just wanted to say, you know, I just want to get a light and I overheard so much. I'm sorry.
Jeremy, do you have a girlfriend?
Presently, no.
Did you have a girlfriend recently or no. Any time in the last 10 years?
Like 4 years ago.
Okay, so what if your girlfriend came up to you and all of a sudden said, you know, okay, now I'm a guy?
Well, that's their life, you know, and that's not for me to, you know, from my other friends in Greene County might disagree, but for me, it's like their life is their life, you know. I'm not, you know, I don't think anyone really should stop them or prevent them from doing what they choose to do.
Yeah, but could you be with that person if they turned into a guy?
But I don't know, Jenny, because your relationship seemed to have ended, you know. So, you know, I think you should deal with your situation rather than imagining them. I could, I suppose, you know. I just,
you mean you're gay? Wow, I didn't know that.
It's hard.
Does anybody know where the keg is? I'm looking for the keg. Oh, hey.
Phil. I'm so happy to see you. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm glad you came, Jenny.
Don't you think that Becca and I should get back together and we should work this out?
Becca said that they're going by the name Buck right now. And
Buck or Becca, whatever it is. The point is, don't you think we should get back together?
I don't know. Depends on what Buck feels like. I'm not, you know, listen, at my age, what I know is that I can't control anybody else. I have to just accept what other people do. I might not like it. It may not make me feel good, but if it's their thing, it's their thing. How do you feel about that, Jenny? I mean, you're 45 years old. You're not a kid. You should be able to sort of roll with things, right?
I guess it just feels weird. It just feels so weird to me to love somebody so much and be so intimate with them and then have them change like that.
Sweetheart, it's not about you. Things change. Everybody changes. People change. For God's sakes, my tits are now down around my knees. Everything changes. What do you want from me? That's the way life is. You got to roll with the punches and you got to adapt. And certainly you got to celebrate other people when they find their joy. So like, you know, let it go, girl. Don't hang on to it. It's not yours to carry. Buck, you do what you do, you sweetheart. I love you. I love you from the day you helped me feed the kittens. You too, Jeremy. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. Jenny, you got to like move on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want to move on, but I'm still in love.
Jenny, I'm sitting right in front of you and I don't feel anything that feels like love.
Sometimes we hold on to things that are comfortable just because they're familiar. You know what I mean? Like, it may not be the right thing for you, Jenny. Like, you're holding on to something that doesn't exist anymore. And I just came up here on this conversation, so I don't know anything more. But all I'm saying is, like, Buck, you do what makes you happy, and you're going to find the people that accept you and love you for you. Jenny, if you can't accept somebody for who they are, then that's, you know, deal over, honey. You gotta go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, please. Yeah. We got banana pudding here, not chocolate cream pie. So I gotta eat banana pudding.
And I never knew Buck. We're second cousins. We don't know each other super well, but you seem happy. And you know, I would want to see my family happy.
So appreciate it.
You know? I'm not, yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you. And anybody who says that